Blind River Council has given SAU Clerk Katie Scott the green light to explore a compressed workweek schedule for town staff and create a report for council consideration at a later date. Changes in how employees work a regular schedule have changed significantly in the past 3 years, with many working from home due to COVID restrictions. The schedule changes have included a compressed workweek from 5 to 4 days for employees. Subsequent studies have found that employees benefit from a reduced work schedule and find their home life improved because of it. The studies also found a number of different ways to reduce workweek schedules, including a mix of in-office and at-home work. The work schedule change may also improve the opportunities for municipalities to hire new staff. The past 3 years have proven difficult in the ability to retain and attract qualified candidates for positions with the municipality, Scott said in a report to council. This is not unique to the town of Blind River. This is a common problem for all municipalities searching for candidates, making it even more difficult for a community our size in Northern Ontario to attract the right people for the positions. She noted work is the same, the demands from the province are the same no matter the size or location of the community, and in order to stay competitive, Blind River needs to keep up with the going trends that attract qualified candidates to the municipal field. The workweek changes have also been discussed at the Association of Managers, Clerks and Treasurers of Ontario, AMCTO, Association of Municipalities Ontario, AMO, and Human Resources Professional Association, which have all provided case studies and trends for the workplace, one being a compressed workweek. Council approved Scott undertaking the study. At this time, I am requesting Council allow me to investigate this new work model. The investigation will allow me to discuss with other municipalities who have gone through this process, our staff to gauge their appetite for a compressed work week and consider the impact on the services, Scott told Elliot Lake today in an email. The determination may be that it will not work for all departments, but ultimately, our goal is to improve work-life balance for employees while ensuring the level of service for the residents of Blind River. There are a lot of considerations that will need to go into the final report to council, and we want to ensure we have explored all options before moving forward with this work model, Scott added.